Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Ari Shaffir comes in and he's super funny. And, well, you don't have to take my word for it. You can just listen to him talk. And that's coming in a second. Then we do the news. First, Simply Safe. 83% of burglars look for an alarm. That's right. They want to know if the house has an alarm. Only 1 in 5 homes have security because most companies don't make it easy. Expensive drilling, pulling wires. It's a hassle. Simply Safe protects your whole home with 24/7 monitoring at a fraction of the cost, just $15 a month. Often police assume a false alarm, not with Simply Safe. Their video verification technology, easy for me to say, visually confirms the break-in is happening. Just for my listeners, we got a huge deal going on right now. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam. Get a free HD security camera when you order a $100 value. Simplysafe.com/Adam. Get the free HD security camera when you order $100 value. Right, Dawson?
Make sure you take advantage of Simply Safe's video verification technology. You'll have eyes on home 24/7 and video evidence if somebody tries to get in. Get your free HD security camera now at simplysafe.com/Adam today. That's simplysafe.com/Adam.
In the spirit of Murrow, Jennings, Cronkite, here's another great moment in local news.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin?
Yes.
And you said you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband. And it's a long story.
That's a great moment in local news. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Might have a leader in the clubhouse for definitely not a Jew. That's 2019.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, that is not Jewish behavior.
Ari Shaffir, who knows Jewish behavior.
Multiple levels of not Jew on that one.
I really enjoyed your stand-up special, Double Negative, which is on Netflix. I was watching that, God, I don't know, maybe about a year ago or something. It's been out since 2017, but go look it up. It's there. The tour, the Wandering Jew Tour, Brea Improv, coming up this Thursday through Saturday. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio. That'll be October 2nd. Addison Improv, that'll be in Texas. Famous Addison Improv, October 3rd. More dates on the website, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That's a podcast, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a podcast. Sorry. Yeah, go to his website, which is, where's your website?
AriShaffir.com.
Good to see you again. It says here you did a stand-up gig recently with Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I mean, I do him all the time with Shane.
I don't know that much about the guy.
He's fine.
It's all in the news, everything obviously getting tossed off of SNL and everything else. Do you have thoughts? Do you have insights?
He's just a funny guy. It's such a bigger news story than it is, you know? It's like, remember Charlottesville?
Yeah.
And that was like 40 people.
It right.
could have just come and gone if no one covered it. It would have just been done. No deaths.
Well,
but
you
they
know,
made it seem like the biggest thing in the world. So then somebody got run over because of that.
The Vegas shooting where 56 people or 60 people died. We never really got to the bottom of that dude and what he was doing up there. And then his house got robbed or something. Like, and there was security on the floor, but they were waiting it out. You know, this whole. This notion of like, we got to solve this with more security. Yeah, but if they're hiding in a mop closet, it's not really going to help.
Invest in like 4 ninjas.
Yeah.
Just let them take care of shit.
I'm sorry, but back to the Jews. We need some Israeli types.
Yeah. You know the IDF, mean? Sure.
Someone who makes a judgment call. Is this life worth saving?
The
judgment's always no.
So, and also.
What did you think about it? You're a big free speech guy.
Oh, I am so. First off, I am so over comedians being held to some sort of standard, right. Like they do, like they influence kids.
It's just words.
It's just words, and they're goddamn comedians.
Yeah,
and
we're trying to say out there things.
And also, everything is context. Uh-huh. Everything is context. So it's like if you find someone who's black and you call them the N-word, then you should get into trouble, theoretically.
At work, if you did that.
Yeah,
like,
but
you probably can't work here.
If I said, guess what? Ari used the N-word, and I said the whole word, then they go, different. Now you're in trouble, too. And I'd be like, no, no, I didn't. I'm telling you what he did. Like, this notion of the context
is
everything.
Oh, yeah. It's like Louis when they were like those Parkland jokes. Everyone's like, you wouldn't say those to survivors. And he'd be like, yeah, of course not.
Right.
Are you crazy? That's not what it was for. It was for a club in Albany.
Right.
Like, are you out of your mind? There's shit I won't say in front of my mom.
Also, you can say to somebody, I'm going to kill you, or you can say, I'm going to kill you in a joking fashion to your son or daughter. Now, it's all context. If you are planning on, in fact, killing this person, then there's a situation. If you're doing it as a joke, then it's a zero.
And it's not just based on the words. Like, if I am your enemy and I'm like, I know where you live, dude. That's like way more
than I'm going to kill
hard
you.
Than like her going like, I'm going to kill you if you keep doing that.
Of course.
I say that all the time.
I got banned on Twitter once for like 4 months for telling Bert Kreischer I was going to kill him and home invade his family if he didn't get back my records. And they were like, it's a threat of violence. I'm like, I can't express to you how nonviolent this threat is.
Was Bert like, he didn't mean it?
Yeah, Bert even wrote in. He was like, it's my buddy.
I'm going to home invade your jam. Family.
Yeah. But there's no way to prove to people.
Yeah. So it's weird. And also,
I just hate what it does to like young comics coming up, where it's like, oh, I can't even walk this line because 7 years from now, it might be the end of my career.
I'm also not down with removing people from their livelihood. I feel like that's a weird punishment, you know, get them to do push-ups or pick up garbage by the side of the freeway, with the guys with the orange jumpsuits or something. They say it's like, you cannot work now. It's kind of an all-encompassing attack on anybody. Like, you're not allowed to have a livelihood. First things first, I don't know. I kind of like the guy paying taxes, number one, as a greedy citizen of this country. I like people paying taxes. Two, I don't know. Does he have a wife? Does he have kids? Does he have a family? Like, who else? Who's he taking care of? Maybe he has an elderly mother who he needs to take care of.
Fuck
Why is he not allowed to?
Yeah.
I know.
She should have thought of that before
she got old.
Everybody's got to just cool their jets.
Yeah, I never saw the bridge to, we don't like this behavior, to you have to lose your job. Mm-hmm. Like if you go against your job, if let's say you work for like, I don't know, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and they found out you're secretly a Nazi, they're like, oh, this really goes against what we do here.
Yeah.
But if it's just like an unrelated thing, that's like, this has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You could. I honestly, I'm a Jew. If you work for me in a non like Jewish aspect and you go with the Klan on weekends, I'm like, that's your business.
That's your time.
But also, it's sort of like going out on a Friday night.
He wouldn't do that. He's a Jew.
Getting on a non-Sabbath day and getting into a fight or a spat at a bar or something, and then you show up Monday at the GM factory and they go, hold on. No, you're not working. And you're going, what happened? Because you said some ugly words to that chick at the bar that you got in a spat with their old man on Saturday night. Yeah. No work Monday.
Yeah,
like,
weird.
What's that have? What's one have to do with the other?
I never saw the correlation. We're just coming to a really bloodlusty time right now where we're like, oh, I think I can get this guy in trouble, even if you don't care.
It shouldn't feel good to call the cops on your neighbors who are having a party. It shouldn't feel good. Like, do you know all the guys, anyone who ever gets busted by the building department? When the building inspector shows up, it's some neighbor that called and it's like, he's putting a patio on and he didn't ask permission.
You don't even care.
I don't know. Who are these people that are just, you're dropping dimes. Why does that feel satisfying
to you? For no reason. It's those same old people who are like, you should wait till the light turns green before you cross.
Yeah.
You should wait for the crosswalk symbol. I'm like, you should mind your own business. What the fuck are you talking about?
You and Mike August would make great traveling partners because Mike yells at
confronting
everyone.
Confronting strangers.
Really? Mike, why are you starting a fight for no reason?
Did Artie Lang perform that night as well?
Possibly. It's just the Stand Comedy Club. It's just a fun nightclub, comedy club, where everybody goes up all the time. It's not like a big moment. They're making these big moments, but it's 25 shows a week.
I think we're all happy, I think, to report that Artie is on the road to recovery.
You can't recognize him. He's thinner than you are.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. The nose is gone. That's never coming back. But like, the rest of him is like, Jesus. And for the first time I've ever heard him say, I have no desire to use again.
Wow.
I've never heard him. Every time he's got out of rehab, it's never been like, it always seems like this was forced. I have no interest in cleaning up.
Hmm.
But now it's like,
Well, he's such a great force. Obviously, he's a great comedian, but he's also just a great dude and a good, clean, thin version of Artie Lang. It's going to be
what the
fucking
fuck
awesome. Like, we're looking at pictures of him.
All his old clothes that don't fit him anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he could fit two of himself in there.
Well, I'm happy for the guy, and I'm glad that Shane's a nice guy.
Dude, Shane and I went on the night he was like, I guess the night he was thrown off of SNL.
Really?
It was fun as shit. We just talked about it. The crowd was all just a wreck. They weren't there for him, you know? So they were just like, they're there for like degenerate comedy. And they're just having a good time. We're all laughing and enjoying ourselves.
Well, you know what's I find problematic? Everyone is well acquainted, like the same people that are trying to get Shane tossed off of SNL or everyone removed from their jobs, never stop bellyaching, bitching, and yammering about McCarthyism, number one, and look at your Mort Sauls or your Richard Pryors or your Lenny Bruce.
Lenny got arrested constantly for saying stuff that shouldn't be anywhere outside those basements.
They look at them with reverence.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, so this guy from the 60s was talking about smoking weed or having sex with black chicks or doing whatever he was doing, and he's getting arrested, and you look at him as a deity. Like, he's a hero. And then there's other guys who are trying to get people removed from their jobs. You can no longer work in Hollywood because we suspect you're in the Communist or Socialist Party, whatever. You hate those, and now you want this.
The rap shit from the 80s, same stuff.
But this is the thing you hate, you're engaging in, and you're shutting down the thing you love, which is this free speech or this freedom, or comedians are, you know, oftentimes on the vanguard of speaking the truth or speaking their mind. And you want them both from the same person. Right. How wildly inconsistent are
they
you?
They never recognize it.
How can you talk about McCarthyism and try to get someone shit canned from their job for words simultaneously?
Well, at some point, Adam, you got to realize most of those people are morons. And
yes,
you should
they
be
are.
Listening to them. And it sucks when they come at you and you have to lose your job over it. But you're never going to get through to them. So let's just talk about gross pussies.
All right.
Let's just get back at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You heard the man. What's in the news?
No, I. It's like I've had conversations I've heard conversations where people are like, but aren't you for free speech on campus? And they're like, yeah, 100%. But you got to understand, that kind of speech is dangerous. And you're like, well, then who's going to decide? Well, let us vet it and decide whether it's dangerous. It's like, okay, you're all about free speech, except for we have to run it through you and you have to decide whether we can do it or not.
Just you. It's only if this percentage of people say it's wrong, but like, it's so fucking
it's weird.
Gross.
It's weird with a straight face.
If it doesn't
anyway.
Infringe on someone's rights, then say whatever the fuck you want.
So, Ari,
how was the roast?
Oh, the roast was good. The roast felt kind of liberating because it was like an environment where you could say context, context, context. If you had just sat next to Caitlyn Jenner on a bench
and insulted her
and said those things, you'd be the worst person in the world. But this has a context. Mm-hmm. This is a roast.
That's
or
fun.
He's on stage or it's a podcast or he's trying to make people laugh or think or cry or whatever it is. The worst things in the world were said with the easiest context. It's a roast, and thus, no tears.
Well, that's the thing about those podcasts and the regular stand-up, like the Comedy Store or the Stand or the Cellar, where it's like, the context is, guys, we're all signed up for this. We all came to listen to this gross stuff, and you're giving it somewhere else.
Right.
Right.
It's like if somebody served, like, I served a bunch of ham. It's like, no, not a Jewish thing. It's like, well, why'd you bring my fucking ham buffet to the Jewish thing?
Yep.
He was never
supposed to be here.
No one was supposed to hear that Shane Gillis stuff, except his fucking 3,000 podcast listeners who signed up for it, you know?
Yeah, most of the time, people don't even hear it. They get on board with it.
How many mangrias would you have had to drink to fuck Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh my God! Well,
what's the number?
I'll tell you what. Caitlin's with the heels, probably 6'6".
Okay, that's off putting.
Big hands. People forget
decathlete hands.
Before
javelin hands.
Went to school on a football scholarship as a linebacker.
Wow!
As reminded to me on the road by Mike August, who played linebacker.
Damn.
So at the college level, damn. I think had like a knee injury or something, and coach said you ought to switch to decathlete. Has a interesting voice, but we both share an intense love of cars and racing, and I feel like that would draw me a little over
into her.
Sexually. Yeah. Yeah, into her. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's that in between time one and time two. Mm-hmm. When you fuck, where you're like, can we talk here? And I think you could.
Yeah, and we would definitely talk cars and
her
Porsches.
Head on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You're rubbing the hair.
Stroking.
Stroking from the top, hair. Straight down. Completely
straight
looks
down.
Like a woman. Yeah. You just got to pick your angles.
And I'm assuming, we don't know, but I think Caitlin's got her junk, right?
Is no, that, no, I she
thought,
chopped it.
Yeah, I thought finally chopped 90% it. Of the jokes were that she does not.
Well.
And surprise, surprise, she's a squirter.
Oh.
Now.
Jokes?
Well, yeah, the jokes aren't really based on, I don't know. What is the definitive piece of information we have on has undergone surgery?
Her word.
I mean, do
well,
we
that
know?
Well, that was one of her big jokes during the roast when she said, you know, you all say I cut it off, I cut it off. I didn't cut it off, I retired it.
Yeah, but
what
I
does that mean?
I don't know. Definitive.
I don't know.
I feel like every once or twice a year we look this up.
Chris.
It happened in 2017.
There
cut
you go.
It off.
The chop.
Right.
The chop.
The inversion.
Yeah.
They splay it and open it up and
butterfly it.
Do some things like that. Yeah.
Like a banana. Peeling
yeah,
a banana.
That's more langostina. Yeah, but
I would consider frying it up and eating
that's
it.
How it that's how it works.
It
all right, so 2017 it was a done deal.
Right. Yeah.
Who said that?
Starting in January. Various publications, some tabloids, but US Magazine. She confirmed that in April that she underwent gender reassignment surgery starting in January 2017.
Gender reassignment sounds like she gave the dick to someone else who's in need of
reassigned it.
Yeah. like those priests get transferred.
You've been reassigned.
A bunch of kids. Reassigned someone who could do better with this.
It's
called, but she's not saying too much about it herself, just that it happened.
Didn't we get a... We got a call out of, like, I don't know, Utah or Denver or something.
From his dick?
The other week. Yeah. Where they're announcing that it's... they don't call it gender reassignment anymore. They call it...
Tuck and tuck.
No.
Gender confirmation?
It's gender confirmation.
Confirmation?
Like a bar mitzvah? Right?
Wow.
Well, like, this was what I was always supposed to be. I'm just going to surgery to, you know, finally correct this.
You can hang a talus over a fucking shaft.
A little pubic pais.
All right, let me hit...
Is that privilege to be able to tuck it as opposed to having to, like, form a dick? That's way harder to go female-male, right?
Oh, to go female...
No. To be way harder to go...
To a male. It's harder.
Yeah, but, yeah. How could that be? Yeah. Just a very enlarged... Literate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of blow it up with air or something.
Yeah, I think you go China the wrestler.
Yeah. How's that going to look?
Well, she had, is it called clitoris meglia or something?
Meglia, I think it was what
something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chris, do an image search.
Not.
When I grew up, we called it a rape clit.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up? In prison?
Female prison.
It means you could do something with it.
We could use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Gee, does this check out?
Are you inside me?
This is tough to hear. I got to tell you.
So I'm sure they've made a lot of strides. Although, would you...
You could form a penis out of like cadaver tissue, right?
Or clay.
I remember.
We go on and on.
I remember.
Yeah, you want it on.
I remember hearing how it went once. There's no fast and easy and fun road to getting either direction on this. If I get into detail about what it takes to do this, you're going to slide your lasagna plate in front of you and fold your arms.
Yeah.
You're not.
You have to ask the doctor, like, can I see some of your other work? I don't know if there's. Patient client privilege, but like I'd love to see what you've done.
Yeah, I've done that. I've gone to the plastic surgeons, just the ones who do breast reduction, and just went, can I see some before and after? And they went like, yeah, no, and stop coming here. I just want to look at your book.
Talk show host.
Yeah, all right, let me hit betonline.ag. It's the weekly Pick'em contest, NFL and college action on the way, man. We're right in the heat of things. Visit betonline.ag to take advantage of best bonuses in the business. Use promo code podcast1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Matchups week four. What do we got? We got Philly at Green Bay. We got Tennessee at Atlanta, Cleveland, Baltimore. I'll tell you my picks in a second. We've got $500 in rewards to give out each week to five listeners and a $5,000 season-long charity contest. Join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag SportsNetChallenge. I'm going to go for my lock of the week, Kansas City Chiefs versus Detroit Lions.
Nice.
And my score is 28-13. So check that out.
Bet your house.
Bet your house. Use promo code podcast1 and receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. BetOnline.ag. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Ari and do the news
Everybody. Oh, no. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, the early metrics were not great for the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards. Watched by just under 7 million viewers from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, the hostless ceremony pulled in the smallest audience for any Emmys ever. It was a 32% fall from the Monday airing of the show on NBC last year and a 39% fall from the previous Sunday airing on CBS in 2017.
I didn't even know it was on.
Wow.
There you go.
Hostless. No one cares. No, that's what gives it the fucking cachet.
Well, and nobody wants to host because it ruins their careers when you dig up an old tweet.
That's the world you made, you idiots.
I know, you fuckers. I mean, are you happy? Is this what you want?
Mission
this?
Accomplished?
Also, I don't know. Is this progress? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I keep telling everyone, like, okay, there was the iPhone, and then there's iPhone 3, and then there's the 10, and there's the whatever. I get it. Like, progress. Like, your car's better than your parents' car was. Do you think this is progress?
Mm-mm.
Do you think they're moving toward the light here?
I think it is. I don't think they're going to watch in the first place. Just people were never going to watch going, like, I want it this way.
I don't, like, again, my problem with the progressive movement is they don't know when to fucking stop. They just have the word progress and movement, and they just keep going and going, and it's just, we're going to keep fucking going. It drives me nuts.
I have a theory about it. So you know how, like, American sports fans are kind of dumb. American political fans are also kind of dumb. They don't really know what they're talking about. We have this bravado here. We're built on this, like, you know, pew, 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 we can do whatever we want kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. He was grabbing a stick when he did that.
Our feminists are the same way. Our liberals are the same way. We're just dumb ones. We have feelings, and we haven't thought it through.
Right.
We just want to, like, yell shit out.
Yep.
Our feminists are dumber than our sports fans.
Mm.
They're just
Everyone's
as dumb.
Everyone's dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's who we're listening to now. Just idiots who are untrained. Go find a professor. Listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He'll definitely get fired if you listen to him.
Yeah. So now we don't have a host. I miss a host.
Yeah.
And also,
who cares about the Emmys?
Well, host also gives you something to kind of hang your hat on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You
like,
see
that guy's hosting.
Yeah,
want to see the monologue? Whatever. Like, you're right. It comes and goes. Now you never know what's happening. Yeah. Because
just announce the winners then.
Right.
Which is basically all they did. I got a couple of them. I don't know how interested you are.
I have a stupid question. Yeah. Did the ceremony happen last night, or was it tape delayed?
It was Sunday night.
Yeah, it was.
It actually happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did you think they were holding on to it for like a day or two?
I have no idea. Okay. I literally don't know.
They have to vet all the winners to see if they have any sort of like weird tweets.
Sure. I'll give you a couple. Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series, Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, he's great.
He is great. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That is a great show. Adam's favorite, Alex Borstein for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She won for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
God, I've known her for a million years.
She's good on that show.
Yeah.
Bill Hader.
She's bad in my kitchen. One time
she
was like yelling at me in my kitchen, in my apartment. And I just went, hey, we're in my apartment. Like, well, fucking take it out. Yell at me in the sidewalk, not
my
own
safe
kitchen.
Space.
Yeah, she married a friend of mine who, she married Doug Jackson, who changed his name to Jackson Douglas.
I think
it's always confusing for me. But anyway.
Outstanding supporting actress. That's what she won for. Outstanding lead in a comedy series, Bill Hader for Barry. Outstanding lead actress. This was a big deal. Phoebe Waller-Bridge for a show called Fleabag that is sweeping the nation.
But the, yeah.
the big yes, and the big deal about this is Julia Louis-Dreyfus didn't win. She always wins. She wins yeah. every year for Veep. This was their last season, and she did not run a perfect table.
Man, I am surprised that I could not care less. About that part of that story.
Who
gives a, so she won 8 out of 9?
She wins them all.
Fuck her.
Oh, wow.
Eat shit. You did fine. This now, is a non-story.
Here's something that everyone needs to go ahead and pay their reverence to. Outstanding reality competition series. RuPaul's Drag Race wins again. They won a creative Emmy. They won a regular Emmy. Nobody cares about
it. It should win a creative Emmy because that costuming that goes into that is bigger than any reality show.
Is the show super woke or is it super good?
It's both. I mean, it's not really woke. It's
well, no,
drag queens.
It's not woke. The whole premise is what we love.
Let me break it down for you. There's two kinds of drag queens. There's comedy queens and there's pageant queens. Oh. There's the pretty girls against the funny girls. And they all have to do things and they're all different shapes and sizes, but the hot, skinny chicks always win. And at the end, the last two on the pecking order have to lip sync for their life. And RuPaul says, good luck and don't fuck it up. And then one of them sashays away.
Okay, so you've seen the show several dozen times.
I think once or twice, yeah.
And Fleabag, which I'm told from Mike August is a funny show.
Supposed to be excellent.
But I've not seen it.
Couldn't tell you that was a show.
Yeah.
And it's on BBC. The Ring Doorbell Network?
Yes, Ring Doorbell Network.
What is that?
I don't know.
To watch someone has to press the Ring Doorbell pops on your phone.
It's an app. If someone shows up on your porch and does a sketch, you can watch it on your phone. Stay away from the blue apron box. You can do the sketch. Like, I just feel like there are more outlets now.
There really are.
There
needs to be a way just like, can you just get mine everything, just send me what I would like and leave everything else out? Is there a computer program that does that?
I think we're going to get to some chip you put in your head. It'd be nice. So this is supposed to be a funny show, but I haven't seen it.
I've heard about it for like a year.
And it's on Amazon, right?
Sure. I think it is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, but it's originally a BBC 3 show.
Right. Okay.
Turn the subtitles on.
English accent always wins.
Yeah. SNL beat, At Home with Amy Sedaris, Drunk History, Documentary Now. I Love You, America with Sarah Silverman, Who is America. Outstanding talk series, John Oliver. And, of course, Game of Thrones swept in all their categories.
That's bullshit, because it was the worst season they ever had.
It was pretty
Unless
bad.
It's special effects. They should win for that. But everything else.
Maybe costuming.
Those people should be shot for their writing. How dare you take a fucking artistic thing and just ruin it with your fucking garbage Hollywood interpretation? Fuck you, both those guys. What are their names? I want to say their names
names?
What are their names? Lindelof and whatever? No, he's lost.
Yeah. But funny you should say that, because that was also the worst ending ever.
That was also the worst ending.
What happened to Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it won't
matter
to you.
They got famous and stopped trying.
Yeah, they stopped killing off main characters. It got really predictable.
Hmm.
Dave
Benioff or
Benioff.
Benioff.
Dude, I wouldn't hire him as an extra on anything I've ever done.
D.B. Weiss. Yeah.
They got in a lot of shit for that. They had people.
They should have gotten death threats.
They think they did. They had petitions. You have to do the last season over again.
Yeah.
People were pissed.
They went to go work on Star Trek and they're just like, we'll just phone it in. Fucking 10 years we've all been watching.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's true.
Fuck them.
Is that from just, you get busy, you start farming things out, and you know, you can farm out, ironically, almost everything on a farm?
Yeah.
Like, move that hay bale, all right?
Can do.
Let him do that. Like, no one suffers, but it is, you can't farm out the super creative shit, really?
No, it did not go well. People were
furious. The whole last season, the first two episodes, people were like, all right, it's ramping up, I guess. And then, like, they had, like, one decent episode out of six.
Yeah, one minor character got killed, one heroic character that we've all been rooting for how many seasons turned bad. It was just...
None of them made sense. Yeah. Half their army got wiped out. Then the next episode, they have their full army back again.
Yeah.
I have the same relationship with Game of Thrones, which I do with my kids, which if I keep a long
enough... You don't love them?
I take an emotional distance to it, I'll never be disappointed.
That's true.
That's a good idea. That's smart.
Well, some Kevin Hart updates.
So your son robbed the liquor store. There you go.
Sure.
But what did he not rob?
Yeah, that's right.
And then the stories about all the
Someone's got to rob him. Yeah.
Well, Kevin Hart and the two people in his car that crashed September 1st have all lawyered up, according to TMZ, and everyone's expecting a big lawsuit. So sources with direct knowledge say the driver, which was not Kevin Hart, who sustained serious back and chest injuries, has an attorney, as does the passenger in his back in the back seat, which I think was his wife, who sustained only minor injuries. Kevin has a lawyer. TMZ is told that Kevin is in the crosshairs of the two people in the 1970 Plymouth Barracuda because the car didn't have safety harnesses or airbags.
He's in the crosshairs because he's rich.
Rich, that's
and,
it.
And right. That's, anyone who's in the crosshairs is rich.
But they're kicking the crosshair can down the road, too, because the company that customized the car could also be looking at a lawsuit because the argument says that the company is the expert, and even if Kevin wanted a custom job without safety harnesses, they had to do the right thing and make sure the car was safe.
They're a little empty baggy, whereas Kevin has millions of dollars. They don't have millions of dollars. Maybe their insurance will go up to $750 or whatever, but they don't have deep pocket funny money. Also, I love any lawsuit where the argument is basically like, look, you know I'm an imbecile. You shouldn't have let me drive this car. You shouldn't let me borrow your gun. You know I'm a fucking spaz, right?
Don't you know, keys to a five-year-old.
You know I know what the fuck I'm doing, right?
The spaz law.
It's your fault for thinking I was competent in doing something.
That's on you.
Yeah, you should have known there's no way I can operate this motor vehicle because I'm a fucking spaz. Like, I love it. We have to make that argument, which, by the way, people happily will to get paid.
Sure.
You should have fucking known I didn't know what I was doing.
It's just because he's rich. If that same guy wasn't Kevin Hart and got out of the car and go, I don't speak English, you'd be like, fucking get out of here then.
Right. I agree. And also, was it his trainer or who, his friend? Do we ever figure out what?
I think his wife is a trainer, right?
Here's what I couldn't figure out. It's weird that we used to train animals and now we train people. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. So the
not training them to do tricks.
The trainer used to mean something. To like, out. Where's your pistol?
You had a stool and a whip?
Tell middle-aged broads what to do. That's not really a trainer.
Putting your head in a lion's mouth.
Yeah, you should get a wife trainer to be like, listen, the attitude you have when he comes home every day, he pays for all this. We need to come on, let's go.
We need a break, yeah.
Some reassignment surgery.
Yeah, you're probably wondering why I'm wearing these knee-high black boots, leather boots. I train. But this ain't happening in a fucking gym, bitch. No. We're going to do this in the kitchen.
Just as you come home and she's like, oh, hey. Like, nope, spray in the face with water. You get up. You get up when he comes home.
That's right. And I'm going to put bitters on the dick of his boyfriend so you're blowing.
Yeah, some negative reaction.
Yeah. So,
that's
by the way, I'll hit you with a squirt bottle if you're not on the bed. It'll be like the opposite of the dog being on the bed. Right. So there is this part too, and I've never been able to figure out who the guy is and who the girl is, but they're looking for deep pockets. And I was talking about this on, CarCast, my car show. I was saying, you know, Dodge sells these crate engines. And the crate engine is the crate engine for the Demon or the Hellcat or whatever it is. It's an engine that's got 750 horsepower. And those, you just buy it from them in a crate. At some point, they're going to go after Dodge and go, hey, man, you can't just sell. This is like selling a bazooka to somebody. Like, this thing's a weapon. They're going to drop. You want to take this thing and, like, just drop it into this car from the 60s? Of course this is going to happen. You need to vet who you're selling this to. Like, are you a drag team? Are you certified? Who are you to buy this engine? Sort of, I guess, like if I sold my neighbor a gun or somebody sold someone a gun who wasn't trained or didn't have a background check or whatever.
It's interesting. I wonder if there's some law, because otherwise for every mass shooting, they'd be suing Smith & Wesson. For every drunk driving accident, they'd be suing Heineken. You know what I mean?
Well, they try. The manufacturer should be liable, but then like Bernie was like, no, make it illegal. Mm-hmm. But don't say you can legally sell this and then later say, we'll get you in trouble. But yeah, but it's the same thing with the tattoo parlor guy. If somebody comes in drunk and wants a shitty butterfly, human to human, you should be like, no.
It's not a good idea.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll probably put some restrictions on who gets these engines. But I imagine when they start looking for deep pockets, they'll start looking everywhere. Jared Black, actor, producer, he was driving, and Rebecca Brocksterman, who was the girl or the girlfriend, or they're engaged. Okay. And she's a personal trainer who trains Kevin's wife. All right, that's what
that's the connection.
That's the connection.
So, yeah, that story's not leaving the headlines anytime soon. Speaking of which, there's an active warrant out for Andy Dick's arrest after an Uber
what
ride.
What number is this?
A story from 2015.
Where he allegedly groped his Uber driver, according to TMZ. He was allegedly riding in the Uber back in April 2018 when, according to the driver, Andy reached over, grabbed his crotch. It's unclear what led up to the incident, but the driver did not take it well.
Wait, Andy Dick?
The very same.
What rating did he give Andy on that? Yeah.
One star. They went to the L.A. County Sheriff to file a report. Cops completed their investigation, and the DA's office decided to charge Andy with misdemeanor sexual battery. Apparently, the arrest warrant was issued back in March, but the actor hasn't been detained yet. And we know it's not the first time he's faced this charge. TMZ broke the story back in July 2018. The L.A. City attorney slapped Andy with a misdemeanor sexual battery for allegedly groping a stranger. That time it was on the street. And then he got knocked out recently. We watched that video.
Yeah, cold cocked. And that guy says he was groped by Andy.
It seemed weird to say that guy just out of the blue punched Andy Dick. When I heard that, I was like, something doesn't quite add up. But the way you just said that was like, yeah, that could be more believable.
The guy who they caught up to, and you shouldn't cold cock people, but when they warm cock you earlier first that night, then it's easier to cold cock them.
Yeah.
But,
you better lay off my dick or I'm going to start getting punchy.
I never got the groping part because it felt like you don't really, it's like all the calories and none of the satisfaction. You know, like a lot of potential lawsuits and slaps in the face and boyfriends punching you out and shit like that without a lot of sex.
Yeah.
You know, like what can you really get out of a grope?
What's the thrill? Know?
Yeah. It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk.
But it happens so much that in Japan they come up with that anti-groping ink.
Yeah.
On the trains.
Look at the guy who grabbed Terry Crews' junk. That guy got run out of Hollywood. It's just, it never really pays the bills, the groping.
Do you imagine if you said, like, okay, this guy grabbed Terry Crews' junk and something bad happened to him? My first thought would be like, he got the shit beat out of him by Terry Crews.
Right.
And you're like, no, run out of Hollywood. You're like,
right.
What?
No, yeah. Terry Crews went to Congress.
Oh, yeah. To say, like, my junk was grabbed.
It's so weird that everyone has to go speak. Like, I don't know. By the way,
was it fun?
Well, you spoke.
When you did it?
I spoke, yeah.
I've seen that video a bunch of times, little clips of it. It must have been fun.
I didn't need to speak either. They call you to speak. What are you going to do? Like, my dance card's full. I got to go down to Porto's and buy flan.
You weren't even speaking on any sort of, like, law that they're thinking of making. Were you?
I didn't
just
even
like,
know.
Just pontificate.
I didn't actually know what was going on. All I knew is that they wanted me to speak on free speech and that general subject. And yeah. I just was like, okay.
Yeah, you have to go.
You got
to
go.
It's a cool invitation.
Yeah. No, I had to do it just so I could tell my mom and she could go, oh, well, there you go. So
I guess I was wrong then. I just did it to say I did it.
But I don't know what Terry Crews is talking about. Like, he's probably like, you know when you're at a big Hollywood party and everyone's like, no? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, you know when you're a huge black man? No. Okay. Well, you know when you're a huge black man and you're at a Hollywood party and some skinny Jewish guy grabs your dick? No, no, and no. Well, anyway, this is an epidemic proportions. I mean, this is sweeping the nation. Ask any NFL interior lineman who's had their dick grabbed by a miniature Jewish guy at a party if he doesn't feel that. It's like, I don't even know what this is.
That's my favorite thing about the Time's Up movement, you know, the pre-Me Too movement, when it was just actresses saying, like, we're sick of having to be told, but we need to suck a dick to get a job. Right, women? And women at home were like, no, I already don't want to do my job.
Right.
If you add, I have to suck a dick to be a paralegal, I'll just leave. Like, we're not in a position like you actresses are. We're going to make $10 million if we do it.
Yeah. Sad. Sad state of affairs. So, wait. Who was doing what? What story was this?
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. Groping is not... It's like groping is great for summer, but it's not a lifestyle.
It's the after-all spritz of molestation.
Yeah. You get a little too much. You get beatings. You get cold cock. Yeah. You get sued. You know, there's too many cameras. Everyone's got a phone with a camera in it. Like, just don't...
Too much of a liability.
Way of life. Yeah.
Brian, I would love to do a Germany or Florida if you have a moment.
I sure do.
All right.
What's Which godforsaken land is this fucked up story from? Let's play Germany or Florida.
All right, so a woman who wanted more tomatoes during dinner is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting elderly relatives over the incident. She's 19 years old. She became incensed when she was denied additional tomatoes that she asked for during supper. So she allegedly threw a bottle at her grandfather and a pack of cigarettes at her 73-year-old female relative who was struck in the eye
Soft
with the cigarettes.
Soft pack or hard pack?
Doesn't
that
say.
That would tell a lot.
Yeah. When confronted about her behavior.
It's a soft pack, isn't it?
Soft pack's more of a European.
When confronted about her behavior by her grandfather.
It's a non-filtered beer, more of a German European thing.
She allegedly grabbed a knife and began threatening him with that.
Menthol, because I could narrow it down even more if you like.
Witnesses told the authorities she then chased her grandfather with the knife and poked the weapon at his face until authorities arrived.
I'm going to say, even if it happened in Germany, it is an American.
Yeah.
Revisiting their relatives, yeah.
This feels like Florida
to
me.
It feels like Florida to me, too.
It feels just so Florida. I have to go with everyone else and say Florida.
I don't know. I thought the tomato dinner might seem a little European, but yes, this did happen in Florida. She said she, quote, wanted her fair share of tomatoes, and she didn't get them, so she started throwing bottles at Grandma and trying to stab Grandpa.
By the way, that same person, 2 days earlier, I'm sure, was starting a rage online about somebody saying the wrong words.
Right.
So, like, that's the type of person everyone's listening to.
Yeah. Yeah, this Shane kid needs to be dropped from SNL. Come on, people.
By the way, he's handling it great.
I would have... you don't have to, but I don't... Also, did he do a lot of characters and voices and things like that? I mean, he's doing stand-up.
I think he knew. We were all telling him, too. It's like, you know, this isn't the right show for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll be trying to write sketches for the first time. He doesn't do impressions, doesn't do characters.
They
so
said
it's
he
like,
had a great audition.
Mm-hmm. He did stand-up in his audition. Mm-hmm. Did a great thing about the Special Olympics.
How is that? So you don't really do characters.
Yeah.
You don't write sketches. You're essentially a stand-up. Why is that? Even you have a killer 5-minute set, but you're still a stand-up.
Was he going to be Weekend Update?
I'm sure they would have given... I think they give you parts on Weekend Updates like every third week and stuff to try to like get you going. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know how it works.
Oh, you know that move like in Weekend Update where they slide the chair in and do the drunken girl and they do the whatever.
Crazy aunt.
They should just slide in and go, guy who's bitter that he's thrown off of SNL guy. And he just slides in. If they had a sense of humor about themselves and he explained like, well, I'm living at home and I'm having trouble getting dates and the stigma's kind of following me around and I'm pretty pissed off. And by the way, those jokes that Colin just said, I could have written much better, but you guys...
The cool thing would have been to have a guy who's like kind of Republican go in there and try to like offset the liberal thing there with just funny, you know?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Every once in a while, they do get off that sort of, they do zig when they normally zag. Like, every once in a while, they'll make fun of, I don't know, it's like, you know, 800 Trump jokes, which is fine. But every once in a while, they'll give like a Hillary joke or something in there. But yeah, a little more of that would be better.
Not even like pro this, just from this point of view.
Yeah.
You know? Just like, I don't know. I don't know what it would be. It'd be nice because that show is like, it's fun to go live. It's fun to be there. They put on a good live show. But some of the stuff is so intentionally unfunny that I'm like, what happened? Do you remember after Hillary
intentionally
lost?
Intentionally unfunny in the woke department?
No. Yeah. After Hillary Clinton lost, they don't even think Trump won. They just had someone dressed up as Hillary Clinton.
Kate McKinnon.
Singing just, Hallelujah.
Yep,
right.
Just playing the piano
alone. And I'm like, you guys are a sketch show.
Yes.
You've lost your way. What the fuck are you doing? Do it through sketches. Mm-hmm. Make some funny jokes.
That was bizarre.
I totally agree.
Oh,
and it happens when comedians, like when comedians become sort of activist comedians or whatever. And it's like, look, say all the things you want to say, but say them in a joke form. Like I just did the roast And I did a joke where I said, you know, Hollywood, what a fucked up town. Like, we're insane. Caitlyn Jenner found out, wanted to cut his dick off, and everyone, like, applauded it and thought it was awesome. I found out it was a Republican. Everyone went nuts. And I said, cut your dick off, hero. Cut taxes, Hitler. And it was like, all right, so you got the point of view, and you got a joke. And it was like within the confines of a joke. But
yeah, you wouldn't just get up there and say, isn't it crazy how someone who says cutting taxes is worse than cutting your dick off?
Right.
Anyway, that's my time.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
not a joke.
Do it. That's always my thing, which is put it in the form of a joke.
Yeah. Or like, do you ever meet a Christian who's like a good Christian? Who's not? And so they just lead by example. They're just always helping like homeless people and like giving you a hand up. And they don't say like, you should accept Jesus in your life. They just do it.
Just
and you're
do
like, it makes me as someone who sees that more likely to be like, hey, Christians aren't that bad.
Yeah.
So make a joke about that. That's crazy how woke everybody
is. The Kate McKinnon thing was just weird. And also, I do also feel like when you are SNL, we get it that you lean left, but you're not supposed to make proclamations of here's where we stand. Right. What you're supposed to go, if Trump fucks up, we'll be on him. And if Hillary fucks up, we'll be on her. Like that's sort of the way,
the sword of truth.
We kind of want it.
Yeah.
I want it. Yeah. I don't want to just know you're all in on one side or the other. I'd like to think that you have an equal chance. It's tearing both sides a new asshole.
I remember before the election and all these comedians, I mean, comedians in general are pretty left wing, you know, pretty liberal. Most of them are like for gay marriage and stuff like that, or for the right to it anyway. But like all these comics were like, well, if Trump does get elected, I'll have a lot more jokes. And then they all just stopped making any jokes.
Right. And they started making proclamations.
And it's not like he's not giving you ammunition. Fucking write a bit. Write a joke about it.
Look.
The tweets are ridiculous.
The whole point of comedy and the reason why it works, it's effective. It's sort of like a good jingle or good slogan for a company. Like, oh, you get your point across, it stays in people's heads, and it makes you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes you do that. You just going on long-winded tirades about how much you hate this guy or that guy doesn't it's not comedy, and it also doesn't really make the point.
Can you imagine other art forms doing that? The middle of a novel, just between chapter 4 and 5, just says, hey guys, this is the author here. I just want to say that I stand for this. The middle of a fucking song, just like, hey, stop the music for a second. I just want to tell you I'm for gay marriage.
You mean Bono?
Oh, so that's you too, Zach.
Well, also, we'll know what you stand for by the joke you make oftentimes.
Roger Waters put on a show. I was on acid, granted, grain of salt, but he does a lot of anti-Trump stuff in his fucking live act, but it never stops playing music. It's part of it. He has this giant inflatable pig with like a baby Trump riding it. And it's just like, man, I'm in this. This is great.
Ari was at the DMV.
Did you see the inauguration?
He had this giant
people than Obama. I just fucking sing the stupid song and knocked the wall down.
Dude, he had a giant inflatable pig. I mean, massive, the size of this room. And you're like, oh, it's a piggy bank. Then it turns and it says on the top, it's
divided we fall.
On the other side, it goes, taxes go in here. And then at the ass, it goes, guns and bombs and death come out here.
Wow.
Did, you're blown out on psychedelics going like, fuck.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. When he was done building the wall, Beto O'Rourke crashed through it like Kool-Aid with three Mexicans on his shoulders.
See.
All right. Let me hit Oracle NetSuite here. Problem with a growing business? Well, they got a hodgepodge of business systems. One for accounting, another for sale, another for inventory. It's a mess. NetSuite by Oracle. Management software that handles all aspects of your business in an easy-to-use cloud form. Save time, save money, and headaches as well by managing sales, finance, accounting, orders, HR, and do it all instantly right from your desktop or phone. the world's number one cloud business system. And right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/Adam. That's netsuite.com/Adam. Download your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/Adam. Adam, all right, one more, Gina.
All right, well, some very, very sad news. Lenny Dykstra will not fight the bagel guy, Chris Morgan.
Oh, no.
The ex-MLB star has pulled out of the celebrity boxing match just days before it was set to go down. Dykstra has been promoting the September 28th event for weeks. He's been training and trash talking, doing everything, but now it's all over. Lenny went on Howard Stern Monday morning to make the official announcement. His attorney issued a statement explaining Dykstra pulled out to focus on preparing for his upcoming trial stemming from a malpractice suit.
Bullshit. 3 days out?
What preparation
is he going to do?
As TMZ previously reported, Lenny filed a $15 million lawsuit against L.A. County and several deputies claiming he was beaten badly while serving a jail sentence in 2012. Now he's suing the Boucher Law Firm, which represented him in the lawsuit.
From the water
Boucher?
Did he make money laundromats and something?
There's car wash.
Car wash.
Something like that.
And his new attorneys believe the boxing match would be just too distracting with all this legal stuff going on. And the fight will not be rescheduled.
Can't get Buttafuoco to step in?
Well, Bagel Guy wants a new opponent, so somebody's got to step in.
Bonaducci's on those lines.
Well, you know when they have those boxing matches and they have like 7 fights on the card, there's always a fighter or two that's just sitting back there.
Waiting.
The fluffer.
If there's first round knockouts in the first three fights, the first three fights are scheduled for 8 rounds. Right. But if they go 2 rounds, the first 3, you're fighting tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Which has got to be the most nerve-wracking job in the world.
That's right, with the adrenaline drops like that.
Yeah, you show up at the Olympic Auditorium and you may be fighting tonight or you may not be fighting. And then there's like the first fight goes 3 rounds and you're like, all right, should I be rooting for the second round? Want to go long? Or
getting yourself in a frame of mind?
Yeah.
Dude, you should fight the bagel guy, Corolla. Gina, you be his manager.
Okay.
He's like Elizabeth-style manager.
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth.
I would love to see that. You fucking trip that bagel guy as he's running it at him.
Well, I feel like the bagel guy already fought in the bagel store, right?
Yeah, that's how he got this job.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Lenny's out.
Dexter's out.
And... there's nobody in. You got to have someone on speed dial. You got to have somebody there.
Just go to World Star Hip Hop and find anyone.
That's right. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. She's prettier than you, you bumpy ass bitch.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure to keep the parts from rubbing and robbing. 3 times stronger and leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, Castrol Edge. You go to AdamCarolla.com and you can find out all the live shows. We're doing Comedians of the Adam Carolla Show coming up. I'm going to perform at one of them.
This Saturday in Valencia.
I'll be walking
out some material on stage.
I'm not.
I don't do stand up, but I'm hosting. I'm hosting a big fundraising benefit next month, and so I'm getting ready with these events.
I think I'm going to do the second one in Santa Monica. I'm going to work that out with Mike. So you go to AdamCarolla.com.
Hold on, can I say real quick? Dawson, can we announce Mike Dawson is going to take the stage for the first time in his life in Valencia. This Saturday.
Mike Dawson is funny.
That's true.
See for yourself.
When Mike Dawson was when we're at the club off Broadway, yesterday's show, and he was doing the Rotten Tomato scores. Mike Dawson is funny. When he does his cold open and all that stuff, Mike's got the goods. So good on you.
Check out his debut this weekend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you go to AdamCarolla.com for all that. Last for Ball Brian and all that. Mm-hmm. And check me out on the spiritsnetwork.com/bourbonbarter. Ari Shaffir, everyone. The Wandering Jew Tour. Brea Improv this Thursday through Saturday. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, October 2nd. The Addison Improv. That is in Texas. Addison, Texas, October 3rd. More dates available at his website, and that is arishafir.com and Ari Shafir's Skeptic Tank as well, the podcast. Good on you, Ari.
Dude, it's always fun being here. I can't wait till eventually this moves into the abandoned K-Rock studios.
That's right.
And you can go back to your old stomping grounds.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Ari Shafir and Gina Grad and Bull Bryant saying, mahalo.
My junk was grabbed.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And for tickets and info on everything, go to adamcarolla.com.